need to move on. So also, because we are a little bit already late in the schedule, so I'll move these slides now, and I will invite Padma Kamat, my colleague, so project manager in Samsung Alec. She will give us some information about the GIST initiative. Do you have, Padma?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here this morning and talking to all of you face-to-face, because with some of you, we've exchanged emails. I have informed you about this initiative via electronic mails or via phone calls, but it's a pleasure to be here and speak to you face-to-face. So let's see what was joint initiative on standardization and how does it link with our day-to-day affairs of writing standards, of RTC activities, no? So basically, to walk you through, a couple of years ago, there were several challenges that European standardization system had to confront with. They had to find solutions. So these could be, for example, the changing nature of the economy, changing business models. Of course, forever now, more than ever, we need information and communication aspects to be considered, and also to have goods and services as a package. So indeed, from the Commission side, there was a proposal to have a joint initiative on standardization, because standards are at the core of the single market, right? And this initiative was focusing on prioritization, modernization, because we had to build on the existing values, as Elena already mentioned. And of course, these need to lead into timely delivery of standards. So all the activities were organized under three main clusters that you already see on your screen. So awareness, education, understanding about European standardization system. So just to give you an example in here, there were initiatives, for example, linking research and innovation to standardization. Also, the aspect that we are talking about now, that is GIST Action 5, which is related to CPR, was also a pilot project under this first cluster. Moving ahead, the second element was coordination, cooperation, transparency, and inclusiveness. So to give you an example, I see most of the industry stakeholders have been participating to the SMART, no? The Standards Market Relevance Roundtable, wherein there is a structured dialogue to which the industry provides its contribution. So this was an aspect covered under this second cluster. The third cluster on competitiveness and international dimension was, say, for example, I can give you to strengthen the services standards, service standards within the European standardization system. So if you know about, and also about, how do I say it, digitalization of the EU industry. So you might be aware of the DEI platform, which is a multi-stakeholder platform currently in place. So issues like these were addressed within this big standardization initiative. So let's move ahead and dive deeper into seeing what is GIST Action 5. So GIST Action 5 is action number 5 of the Joint Initiative on Standardization, and it focuses solely on how standards could support the implementation of CPR. So the major scope under these, the major aims that we wanted to address is that we wanted to have cultivation of a common understanding on the role of harmonized standards under CPR, of course, while clarifying the role of different actors. Also to see if there was some avenue on the simplified procedure which could help amending the existing mandates under CPR. I will come back to it later because I already see some expressions changing. Next was process of introducing classes and thresholds, because indeed this is also some roadblock that we often working within the TC stumble upon and don't know how to go about it. And lastly, all this to lead to a main goal of collaborative efforts to timely revise and offer standards for citation. So these were like the key elements of this initiative. Of course, lead of this initiative was given to SEN. Now, in line with the aims and objectives that we had, the expected outcomes also reflected it. So indeed, to understand and develop a common understanding of harmonized standards under CPR, clarify all the processes, provide guidance documents, provide trainings to technical body officers, because these are the ones who would finally take into account all these documents and percolate these to standardization, to writing standards. And of course, work towards increasing understanding of all of these initiatives. So, all indeed, as you see, while working in this big landscape, we arrived to a situation wherein we all became friends of standardization, right? So these friends of standardization included several stakeholders coming from different actors within our system, with EU and EFTA member states, European and national standardization organizations, the NSBs and NCs, associations representing consumers, environmental interests, industry, SMEs, and of course, also other business entities from different sectors. Now, how was it all done? Because indeed, the landscape of this activity seems to be very broad. To this, there were subtopics that were addressed. So the first one of it was to promote a common understanding. So within this, there were several guidance documents that were discussed. The famous ones that you all have been acquainted with, the one on standardization request, how to develop AVCP clauses, how to address release of dangerous substances in standards. So these are concrete examples of it. And then subsequently, the training of technical body officers. I see quite a lot of familiar faces who were with us the last year as well during the event of the 22nd October. If not, please go ahead, and I'm happy to share the links of this event because it was completely recorded and disseminated to different technical body officers as well. The next one was to clarify the use of simplified procedure and put them to use for the existing mandates. However, this was kind of stopped because Regulation 1025, which is the standardization regulation that came into existence, and at the COS, which is the Committee on Standards that approves the standardization request, we received a recommendation saying that simplified procedure cannot be used, so better focus your energies on the standardization request aspect of it. Moving ahead, to streamline all the procedures, to introduce new class and threshold, I will simply stick to the basics, was the template for requesting class and threshold, which many of you have already received and made use of. And the second was the document explaining the delegated act. So I imagine Oscar and Eric will subsequently address this aspect in their presentations and help you understand better. So the next one was to identify and classify priorities. So this has already been discussed with several of you in different occasions. And of course, address aspects that can completely, you know, via guidance documents, what you should avoid writing in harmonized standards. So to this, we've already developed a document on inappropriate wording and what to avoid in your harmonized standards. Lastly, there was this ensured availability of the CPR consultants. A direct follow-up of this was the system of HAAS consultants. Of course, the system of HAAS consultants was much more broader, and it has been across all the sectors. But I do notice from time to time that HAAS consultants are available to provide their assessments, to feedback, come to the meetings, explain to you what is it that you need to do in the standards to ameliorate the quality of them. Finally, going on to the achievements. So indeed, this was an apt forum to bring several stakeholders, have their expectations, understand their expectations, have a good discussion, and to see how we can work best under these circumstances. Of course, the legal aspects were not something that were discussed, but under the current legal landscape, how best we could take on board expectations of different actors and how well could we proceed in these, under these circumstances. So this was the main focus. And keeping this in mind, several documents were developed, which are freely available for the TCs to use in the coming days, about which the next presenters will also talk about. So this is something which I see as a big accomplishment, since it brought on the same table several actors. And as I said, it's still work in progress. There needs to be elements that have to be discussed on how we can keep the legal clarity, but also understand and address market needs and standards. So this is work in progress, and this will continue, I imagine. As I've said, I've mentioned documents several times. So this is a view of our webpage where all these documents can be freely accessed. I have put the links as well in my presentation, so it would be easy. And also in the background readings that you've received, have you been good students? You would know where the links lead you to. So with this, I wish you a fruitful day. Look forward to many more detailed presentations and discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fatma. I think it was a very short summary of all the work we have done. So we started this exercise back to 2016, about 9 meetings, some of them quite intense, especially in the beginning. I think after 6 months, we started to find an understanding how we could move on, but it was quite challenging.